Greetings, Glenn Kaiser here in Chicago. I'm thinking about a couple nights ago driving down to Cook County Jail to bring some music to some folks behind bars, and I do a fair bit of that, of course, and it was interesting because on the way down, very nice night, sunny, quite a few boats out in the harbor in Lake Michigan down by Oak Street Beach. And as we were buzzing along, prior to getting that far down to Cook County Jail, I realized, as I looked down at the speedometer, I had just been going with the flow of traffic. Well, I was now going 20 miles over the speed limit. Well, everybody else was too. So if the officer would have pulled me over, nobody did, but if a policeman would have done that, I would have had nothing to say except, well, I was just going with the flow of traffic. Sometimes going with the flow is really not a good idea. The problem, of course, is going against the grain and knowing that you're going to take flack from people for doing so, and that's just part of life. Sometimes it's the exact thing God wants me to do. As a follower of Jesus and as someone who spends a lot of time in Scripture, and a lot of time in prayer, trying to figure out the will of God in each situation and trying to apply it means that at times I am going to go against the flow and not with the flow of people around me, sometimes even in the church world. But let's go even further. Back in the day when I was a full-on addict, and thank God I've been clean and sober for coming up on 52 years, or about that now. Back in the day, going with the flow just about killed me, and I took a bunch of people down with me as well. And I have no regrets for going against the flow of smoking anything, dropping anything, eating anything. You know, I never did run up needles, but I was getting close to it. So I look at all of the stuff that I think people get caught up in. It's so easy just to go with the flow at times. And the hardest thing is to say, nope, here's the deal. It's also hard for a lot of folks, including those of us who profess to know and serve the Lord Jesus and walk with God the Father and moving in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's hard for us to admit we don't want to flow with the flow of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit begins to prompt us and speak through His Word, and as we pray and recognizing needs in people's lives around us, and it goes against the grain of the culture, of I don't care what kind of culture you're talking about, and that's inside or outside the church, it can be very difficult sometimes. And, of course, it's going to cost us something. Jesus talks about us bearing crosses, and it doesn't just go away in this lifetime. One day, we will be doing exactly the will of the Father perfectly. There won't be any more sin nature left in us. Those of us that have followed Him and in faith lived for Him and served Him. And with all of our mistakes, all of our sins here on earth, this is why Jesus went to the cross. He went against the flow of the religious hypocrites and self-centered personal kingdom-building people of the day. And, of course, at the end of the day, they killed him. But for our sake, he went through the pain. Do we love him? And do we love our neighbor as ourself, even when our neighbor has decided now we're the enemy because we're trying to flow with the Holy Spirit in loving them as opposed to going with the flow, as in doing things as they do? Sometimes it's the complete opposite. Sometimes folks in the church become the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, the I have to have control over everybody else and demand everybody else live up to what I believe. And of course, that's a game that gets played. So now what you're doing is you're basically going with the flow of some folks in the local church who at times can be downright brutal and nasty. I mean, really mean. And we're not talking about the agape love of God, the God, the Holy Spirit, moving in our lives, but us simply wanting to do things our way and the way that we find most personally comfortable, or that doesn't get us into trouble with any of our friends. Life will continue to happen, and we're going to all, including me, make decisions as to whether or not we want to go with the flow or not. You know, I can imagine, I can only imagine at this point, but people in jail, people behind bars, they have choices too. Are they going to go with the flow of people around them? Are they going to be thermometers or thermostats? Are they going to reflect the word and will and really the love and the truth and the heart of the Lord Jesus, the grace of God to people around them? Or just to keep the peace, are they going to quote-unquote go with the flow? God help us to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit, because that's the only tide that human beings will never ultimately be able to control. And I'll tell you what, I'll take that eternal movement any day over the way I used to live back in the day before I knew him. Glenn Kaiser saying thanks for listening.